USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fewer Americans are getting vaccinated against coronavirus. There's been an unprecedented drop in vaccinations over the past week, and the daily shots have slowed significantly for the first time since February. About 3 million Americans are getting vaccinated each day, which is an 11% drop in the 7-day average. The White House is promoting the 2-day climate change summit that's being hosted by President Biden. White House climate advisor Gina McCarthy telling reporters that transitioning to a green economy will reduce emissions while creating good new jobs.
Look, President Biden has always believed that tackling the climate crisis presents a valuable economic opportunity. And the fact is, creating jobs and tackling climate change go hand in hand.
Dozens of world leaders taking part in the event. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are down dramatically for the second week in a row. Initial claims fell to 547,000 last week, 39,000 fewer than the week before. Claims are lower than they've been in more than a year. Before the coronavirus pandemic created havoc in the economy and forced many small businesses to shut down. More guest hosts are announced for Jeopardy!
The producers of the game show Jeopardy! Have released the final list of guest hosts for the show's 37th season. Good Morning America anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, CNBC host David Faber, Fox sportscaster Joe Buck, and actor LeVar Burton will each take a turn at the podium through this summer. Burton's inclusion comes as a social media campaign push to get him involved with the show. A Change.org petition with over 240,000 signatures was submitted, lobbying for the Reading Rainbow host to receive a slot on the show. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is weighing a slate of new tax hikes aimed at wealthy households to finance the second phase of his multi-trillion dollar infrastructure plan. The administration's still working out the details of the plan, but one of the things is to raise the marginal tax rate back to 39.6%, where it was before Republicans' 2017 tax cuts. The administration also saying no one making under $400,000 a year will see their taxes go up. Shark Tank co-host, investor, and entrepreneur Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, tells CNBC raising taxes on those who create jobs is not a good idea.
The problem is, Andrew, you have to ask what issue are we trying to solve. You may argue that the wealthy don't pay enough tax, but the wealthy create all the jobs in America. How many jobs has Bill Gates created? How many jobs have giant entrepreneurs that have been successful created in America? A majority of the jobs, and we need those people. We don't want them going anywhere else. The fact is that any time you try and create friction and do something that would cause them to look elsewhere to employ their capital, that's a huge mistake. And then you haven't even touched on the philanthropic endeavors, including Cooperman, that have given collectively billions of dollars back into society.
More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.